An Appeal to Ministers. May 21, 1908, typed. The Lord has instructed me to say to His people that He demands a deeper consecration on the part of His people, in every conference, in every church, and in every household. Said the messenger, "Speak to the leading men, saying, you should give to the people an example of what may be done by the human agent in holy living, by coming into close relation to God. Do all in your power to send home the messages of warning that have been given. Wake up the watchmen, for their unbelief has paralyzed the efforts of many who would become workers. As it was in the days of Noe, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noe entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." Matthew 25, verse 37 to 42. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Matthew 24, verse 43 to 46. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Verse 45. I repeat this. Many among professedly Christian teachers and pious men are not such at heart. They have not been purifying their souls by obeying the truth. And because the religious experience of many has been only a profession, meat has not been given in due season, and God has been greatly displeased. Blessed is that servant, the Lord declares, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find faithful. Verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Verse 47. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verses 48 to 51. This lesson is being fulfilled all around us and right in our midst. In the indifference and boasting of men and women today, the words of the evil servant are being repeated, My Lord delayeth his coming. Verse 48. In our large cities, every kind of wickedness imaginable is being revealed, and yet among the masses, yes, even among the scoffers, there are some who are listening for the trumpet to give the signal of alarm. But they listen in vain. The appropriate warnings have not been given. Is it not high time that the messengers should awake and give the warning message that is to prepare the world for the judgments that are right upon us? Let there be an awakening and heartfelt confessions of sin. Let there be a seeking after God. Let the shepherds throw off the lethargy that is upon them. Wake up, brethren, for Christ's sake, wake up. Let earnest, organized efforts be made, that light may go forth to those in darkness who are eating and drinking with those who are befogged with skepticism. Our sinful condition of lukewarmness has been coming in for years, and we are far behind in following the instructions given to enter the cities and erect memorials for the cause of present truth. For many years, the instruction has been repeated to us regarding the work to be done in the cities. Yet there seems to be a death-like slumber upon many ministers and people. There are a few who have been doing all in their power, but the burden of this work has not been borne upon the hearts of our people. They are not urged to cooperate and to set in order the things that remain that are ready to die. At our meetings held in the cities and at our camp meetings, we do not ask for great demonstrations, but we ask that the men who come before the people to present the truth shall be in earnest and reveal that God is with them. There must be a special seeking after God, that the work of the meeting may be carried on under the deep movings of the Holy Spirit. There must be no mingling of the wrong with right. In the past, we have had abundant evidence that God will work through those who place themselves wholly on His side, and this evidence will again be given. We must have at our camp meeting Christians of the class of whom it was said, "Ye are the light of the world." Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. Those who seek the Lord in humility of heart will be uplifted and refreshed. Avoid errors of the past. Those who take hold of the work at this time are not to repeat the mistakes that have been made in the past, when men have sought to control and rule their fellow workers. God forbids that this spirit shall come into His work. Another message than this is to be borne. Those who have felt a burden to place yokes on the necks of their brethren, who desired to labor, are called upon to repent and be converted. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Isaiah 55, verse 6. The message of the third angel is to go forth with a loud voice. Wake up the watchmen. Leave them not to settle back in their death-like slumber. By words and works some have declared, "My Lord delayeth His coming." Matthew 24, verse 48. And the thief is preparing to steal in and destroy their goods. Oh, that our brethren would awake to the situation. Every presentation possible may be made to them, but unless the plowshare of truth shall plow up the fallow ground of the heart, there will be no thorough work done. Hearts that are hard will not be broken until there is deep and sincere repentance. Unless there is a thorough reconversion, some will fall back into the same ways that have been followed for the past 8 years. A word to the wavering. Of those who are constantly working to undermine faith in the messages God is sending to His people, I am instructed to say, "Come out from among them and be ye separate. Come into the light, brethren, and lead others to the way, the truth, and the life." Those who in faith accept the leadings of the Spirit of God will see where their dangers lie and will make decided moves in the right direction. There are some who have not accepted the messages God has sent, and these have sown the seeds of unbelief until tares have sprung up and multiplied. Those who themselves have a tottering faith are constantly working to weaken the faith of those who come within the reach of their influence. Those who have stood directly in the way of the work of God for the past 15 years are not to be sustained or given influence. Now, brethren and sisters, is your time to obtain an experience that will be invaluable to you in the future. But there can be no compromise. Those who desire to be accepted as workers in the future of this cause must advance step by step heavenward. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1.